Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy, live music, and laughter, and hopefully some insight. Tonight's guests are Emberfield, and tonight's prescription is good news about goodness. I'm Christopher Hyman on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to John Swift on Open Roads. And for our prayer in the medicine show tonight, I'll be reading a prayer attributed to Chief Yellow Lark. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be superior to my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit will come to you without shame. And I found a blog post, and it was it's entitled The Good Person Pandemic, and I just found it so relevant and interesting that I thought I just have to read it on the show this evening, because it just deeply resonates with me as true. And as you know, if you've been following the medicine show, I believe that the Bible is good and true, and I love Jesus and do everything I can to shape my life around his teachings. And I find the Bible provides the best insight on the human condition and the human heart. And in the Bible, we are all described as sinners, people who transgress against divine law by committing an immoral act or acts. And this is a term that it seems like no one wants to deal with anymore. I mean, haven't we evolved past such archaic and religious terminology? Is there even such a thing as evil or sin anymore anyways? In the last episode of The Medicine Show, I introduced a definition of evil that I've heard of that makes me uncomfortable. Good left undone. But what does goodness look like? William Blake comments on the general idea of goodness in his poem Jerusalem. He who would do good to another must do it in minute particulars. General good is the plea of the scoundrel, hypocrite, and flatterer. So this is The Good Person Pandemic by Alistair Stern. The other night I was having a conversation with a woman who considered herself spiritual. She was a fun conventionalist, very animated and vibrant. But when anything even remotely Christian came up, her entire demeanor would change. She would stiffen, her lower lip would quiver, her eyebrows would furrow. She had experienced a lot of hurt growing up in the church. She blurted out, "I don't get how you can think anyone sins and why you are so preoccupied with it. Why, I don't think I've ever sinned." Now, because of all her hurt and pain, there wasn't even room to kindly show her that she was mistaken. But what is disconcerting to me is that her attitude actually represents a growing perspective, the good person pandemic. It goes something like this. "I'm not all that bad of a person. Really, I'm actually fairly decent. I treat people fairly. I am honest. I give some money away. I care about world issues. You know, I'm actually a pretty good person." And everyone fancies themselves to be some sort of Mother Teresa, although for the most part it is usually in theory and not for any accomplishment of their own. But something happened to me the other day, something incredibly ordinary, something so common that it hopefully will help you feel safe to take the veneer off and admit that you're a little more like me, a little more broken and fairly desperate for help. As a favor, I volunteered to take a friend's car to get inspected for air care regulations. Since the drive was about 20 minutes, I figured I'd call my mom to catch up and chat. As I pulled out of my building and made a left onto the street, I almost immediately saw flashing lights behind me. I got pulled over, and I hadn't even been on the road for 15 seconds. The officer was cordial enough. He asked my license and whatnot. He then gave me a $167 ticket for talking on my cell phone. I can't even give the proper words to capture how livid I was, and yet my inner dialogue captures the brokenness of my heart. First, when the officer pulled me over, he asked, "Are you making an emergency phone call?" I wasn't, but my first thought was to say, "Yes, I am. In fact, officer, it's really quite tragic. I just found out my mom is in the hospital, and I'm on the phone figuring out what room she is in." Seriously, these are my first thoughts. To lie. Not only to lie, but to create a tragic and empathy-inducing story. It's not just a lie, it's deeply manipulative and coercive. Second, when the officer returned with my ticket, my response was, are you going to show up to court if I challenge this? His response, yes, I would have to go in on my day off and I get paid overtime, so it would be no advantage to you if you... And I cut him off. Well, have a good day. He stayed. Well, let me just explain the law to... I replied, have a good day, officer. He continued, sir, I just don't want you to waste your... And I replied again, have a good day, officer. I was downright angry at this point, and in my anger, I was flat out rude, dismissive, and belittling of an authority over me. I want to pretend like this dialogue was covered in a flowery veneer, but it wasn't. Third, as I drove away, I started thinking of all the ways I could get out of the ticket. I triple-checked it to see if there were any mistakes on the ticket. None. I checked again. Still none. I then started to regret that I hadn't lied about why I was on the phone. My anger only continued to boil. I started to imagine all the ways I could have gotten out of this ticket. But my anger started to get more focused. My anger was actually at the officer. He was the source of this grave injustice. So I started to daydream of all the ways I could ruin his career. I hated him in my heart, and for more time than I'm comfortable to admit. Lastly, I started to think of what a great injustice this was. I was, after all, doing a good and noble thing. I was helping a friend, doing a favor. I was in the right. It's just not fair that this happened to me. I couldn't believe that someone as good as myself could get such a belittling ticket for such a minor offense. This law was obviously made to curb the talkativity of 16-year-old girls and not 30-year-old gentlemen such as myself. For goodness sake, I was even trying to call my mom. My mom! This is injustice, was running through my mind. But then I asked myself, is it an injustice that I got a ticket for breaking the law? But I dwelt in the self-justifying, self-righteous attitude for a good 30 minutes. Well, you may be thinking, it's just a traffic ticket, you're blowing this out of proportion. But that's my point. If this is my internal and external reaction in such a trivial event, then what hope do I have in the things that actually matter? We are seriously kidding ourselves if we think we can overlook the small things in light of the big things. If we don't have character and integrity in the small things, we certainly won't in the things that matter. The reality is that I'm only a good person if I get to set the bar for what qualifies as good. If I compare myself to a psychopath, sure, I'm doing fairly well. If I compare myself to people I dislike, of course I end up on the winning end. But the comparison game doesn't get us off the hook, so the very manner in which one tries to establish oneself as good is usually sinful. You may think you're a good person because you have a great filter and don't say 99% of the things you think, but God sees our hearts, He sees our thoughts. By my own confession, I am a liar, a manipulator, who is arrogant and rebellious against authority, who hates people in his heart, and who is self-righteous and convinced that he is good. This is why I have no qualms admitting that I am sinful. I actually need to admit it, because in my sinfulness I want to convince myself that I am good. It is in this posture that I can turn to the one who is truly good, and to the one who is so good that he gave his life for me even while I was a sinner. I need the forgiveness that only Jesus offers, because Jesus is the only one who can set me right with God. And that's the gospel in a nutshell. You are more sinful than you could ever have imagined, and you're more loved and accepted by Jesus than you could ever hope. Now we're going to hear a song by The Flaming Lips, and this is the Yeah Yeah song on The Medicine Show. And when we come back, we will have Emberfield in the studio live on CITR 101.9. If you could love the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it? If you could make everybody poor just so you could be rich, would you do it? If you could watch everybody work while you just lay on your back, would you do it? If you could take all the love without giving it back, would you do it? And so we cannot know ourselves. We're back on The Medicine Show, and we have Ember Field here in the studio. Ember Field is an acoustic folk trio from Vancouver, British Columbia. Since its foundation in 2010, Ember Field has played over 40 shows, released 2 EPs, and survived a tour of Western Canada. In Ember Field's life, the band has transformed from a 6-piece, fully electric indie rock band to an acoustic indie folk trio featuring Steve Marriott, Gavia Lertzman-Lipovsky, all right, and Jessica Heaven.
Yep.
That was a tricky one to get to.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? A lot of people say it's Heaven. They just, like, can't believe it could be Heaven, so, yeah.
That's a cool name. I like it a lot.
So yeah. I'll come back in here. Hi.
Yeah. This metamorphosis gives Ember Field's music the power and groove of rock and roll, combined with the delicacy of folk lyrics and harmonies. Steve, Gavia, and Jessica have greatly differing musical backgrounds, and apparently opinions, and influences that meld into a single musical force. Gavia is a classically trained violinist with a passion for swing and bebop, while Steve has roots in alternative rock and a love of indie rock.
Yeah.
These influences are tempered by Jessica's R&B-inspired vocals and her training in the jazz program at Capilano University. Together with Steve's captivating lyrics invoking vivid imagery, the enchanting fiddle accompaniment, and vocal harmonies, this trio rapidly has you tapping your feet. In 2013, Ember Field released their debut CD, Lost and Dreaming, to a sold-out Joe's Apartment. The show featured guest instrumentalists, pedal-controlled stage effects, and a homemade, human-powered t-shirt cannon.
That's true. I forgot that was in the bio.
So is that somebody chucking t-shirts?
No, it's like a giant tubular slingshot made of, like,
PVC piping and spray paint and stuff. And it's, surgical tubing and like a paint roller for a handle. And you just, like, roll the T-shirt up, put it in the tube, and pull it back. And in its prime, it was shooting them up to, like, 30, 40 feet.
Nice.
I used it last weekend for the first time in a while, and I didn't roll the T-shirts up as tightly. It only went about 4 feet. But the kid in the front row was stoked.
Yeah, no, Steve's really good with crafting items. Like, he did the gearboxes that we put up at every show. And they carry all the gear, but they look really good. And that was just, like, Steve, what, on, like, a Sunday afternoon, like, just thought you'd do something?
Got carried away, yeah.
Carried away. Well, at least it's productive.
Like, not wanting to carry the cables one by one anymore. And
So I'm guessing you might be into the Flaming Lips then.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the documentary Fearless Freaks?
I have not.
It's like a four-hour Flaming Lips documentary.
Huh.
One of the members shoots up heroin on film. You haven't seen this, eh?
I have not, no.
It's quite an interesting documentary.
Interesting.
And, yeah, he's from a small town in Texas. And he still lives there. He's like a big member of his community. He does all these crafty projects. This Mars movie, have you seen that one?
No.
They're making it during this documentary. Anyways, so that's a big promo for that movie. You should definitely check it out.
Sweet.
What's the other one that's really good? Dig. Have you heard of the Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols? Do you know that story?
I know the Dandy Warhols, but yeah, there was a story behind that. I don't remember what it is, but I do know there is a story.
It's story time on the Medicine Show tonight.
Hooray!
Brian Jonestown Massacre has this kind of like mad genius as the leader of the band, and he kind of developed that whole like Velvet Underground rock revival sound in the 90s, 2000s. Okay. And so he pioneered that movement, but the Dandy Warhols were friends and they just copied it, but did it kind of like a pop formula, and they got ragingly successful. And he's kind of a little bit resentful in this movie. It's pretty interesting watching the parallel paths of this like mad genius, but like music purist, like artistic purity, artistic integrity kind of guy. And actually the guitar player from the Brian Jonestown Massacre started the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Oh, yeah.
You know them?
I know of them, yeah. I haven't listened to much of their music, but...
Check out their album, Howl. It's really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, man. Okay, so we actually got to go for a couple commercials, but we'll be right back with Emberfield on The Medicine Show.
Woo! All right, well, thanks for having us in. It's been fun.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. Well, I should be on there, so...
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Jeez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We're back on The Medicine Show with Emberfield. And you guys going to start off with a cover song?
No, we're going to start with an original.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep me on your toes.
There. All right.
Yeah, we'll just have a little conversations with ourselves here to try and sort out. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go for it.
Changing our own plan every 2 minutes.
Here's Emberfield on The Medicine Show.
The road is loud, calling me out, begging for the sound of burnout, so let's roll. Another town, another name, another fool just playing this game alone. We're taking it nice and slow. Time to go. The walls are up and reinforced. Another step on this obstacle course on the road. A foggy mirror, a silhouette, a distant town I don't wanna forget, even though making it so hard to go. Heavy foot drives me away. Heavy heart just begs me to stay.
I'm broken,
broken,
shattered
with my heart torn and tattered and sore. I think it's time to go.
Medicine Show. That was awesome, guys.
Thanks.
That was an original, eh?
That's an original, yeah.
What was it called again?
Wheels in Motion.
Wheels in Motion. Very
That's
cool.
That's new this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I wrote that in January.
Yeah, performed it for the first time in January as well.
And you wrote it like a, what? We had a look at it, what, a day before a show?
Yeah, it was like pretty last minute. Just like our last practice before a show, we're like, hey guys, I got this new song. What do you think? We played it a few times. Like, yeah, it's a little shaky, but we can try it at the show.
But you know what?
It worked. Pretty shaky.
No, we pulled it off.
It worked.
We have differing opinions on lots of things.
No,
it was fun.
And we also seem to have the theme this year. Steve comes up with the song just before we have a show of some sort. And then we're like, okay, well,
and then we
let's
fall
give
in love with
shot.
The song.
Yeah.
And we're like, we have to perform
have
it.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. It's good to hear.
So, Steve, your nickname is Chuckles?
Yeah, I forgot what I wrote in there. I volunteered at a summer camp, and I've been going there for like 17 years. And so when I was a camper, there was two Steves like the first day, and they were like, oh, you got your lunch here, put your name on the bag. But there's two Steves, so put your last name too, or a nickname if you want. I'm like, ooh, time to try out my new nickname idea. So I wrote Chuckles down, and it just stuck. And for years, nobody even knew my name was Steve. But yeah.
And so he also like laughs, like he does chuckle. So it's
from time to time.
You know, it's realistic. Right on. He tries to go for that realistic nickname there.
That's good. What camp was that?
Camp Good Times.
Nice.
Yeah. Where is that? It's now located in Maple Ridge most of the time. It's run by the Canadian Cancer Society, and it's a camp for kids that have cancer or have had it before, and their siblings and families. And yeah, it's a very cool place.
Wow.
Life altering.
Camp Good Times.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
And what is this about frogs?
Oh. So I'm a biologist. I study at SFU, and I had the great privilege of working on a project looking at frogs and how they respond to climate change.
Okay.
So in plain terms, I got to catch frogs in the mountains for a summer. It was pretty awesome.
And then, like, put them in hot tubs and fridges. And
they were delicious.
No, we don't eat the frogs. Bad. Bad.
No, I'm just talking, like, radical temperature change.
We just catch them and, like, measure their body condition, so measure how long they are. And
then you release them, right?
And then we release them.
See?
And they taste like chicken, right?
I've never had frogs. No, never intend to. They're too cute.
Didn't you go to New Orleans, Gavia?
Oh, yeah, but that was slightly different.
Okay.
It's
all frogs.
So there was a side project that I got involved in, and I got to present it at a conference in New Orleans this summer, which was awesome. There's a lot of great music there.
Yeah.
She's busy having, like, her day jobs and stuff, you know, doing the sciences, though, you know.
And traveling to New Orleans. That's cool.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Oh.
Have we been muted the whole time?
No. It looks like somebody's calling in, but I don't know even know where the phone is.
We got a caller?
What?
Looks like
put him on.
We're famous.
Let's search for this phone.
Yeah, ringing in. But yeah, I have no concept of how to actually do that. So what can you do? Yeah, either we've... Yeah. So dinosaurs, eh? DJ Ray doesn't... Oh. I think we might have some help from DJ Ray. Because these people aren't giving up. There's two lines ringing.
What?
I've never had this happen before.
It's going to be my dad or something.
There's people calling. What do you do?
What do you do? You pick up the phone.
Where's the phone?
Where's the phone?
You don't know?
No.
Oh, no.
We're professionals.
Yeah, big time.
Hopefully, we will see what they can do.
All right. This is the Medicine Show. You're on air at CITR. Who do we have, and how do we hear you?
My name is Jason Lawrence, and I have a question.
How did I know? How's it going, Jason?
I'm doing great. How's Emberfield?
What's that?
I says, how is Emberfield? How are you guys doing?
They can't hear. He said, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic.
Oh. Great show. On, so. Great show. I just wanted to compliment them on the music and the great the fiddle playing. And I just wanted to know if they've ever tasted chicken legs deep fried. Southern style.
So he says, great music, loves the fiddle.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, Gav's with the lines, eh?
It's like we have a translator right now.
I know.
And
Ron, I don't know, you can be saying anything.
This is a weird moment for here, for sure. And he wants to know if you've tried the deep-fried frog's legs.
I personally haven't. So I know people who've tried frogs, and they say they taste good, but I work with them too closely.
They're like your friends, not food.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like I've got a pet rabbit. I can't even imagine.
Thank you.
How about you, DJ Ray? Have you eaten any deep-fried frog's legs before?
Not quite. I mean, as far as I went to Cambodia, I probably did see some frogs over there, so.
You saw frogs, but did you taste
them? No, I didn't eat frogs either.
I'm proud of you guys.
But what about dinosaurs?
Well, have you eaten dinosaurs lately?
We
love you too,
though,
Jason.
Yeah.
He loves us all. He's proud of us. So. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks, we'll let you
Thank
go
you.
Right away so you guys can get back to the good
See you soon, JJ.
Okay, we're going to hear another song from Emberfield then, if that's okay.
Bye, Kelly. Have a good night.
He says, bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
All right. Let's hear another song from Emberfield on The Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And streaming online at CITR.ca. Woo.
Is it DJ JJ?
No, it's DJ Ray.
DJ Ray, I was way off. There's just too many J's in my rendition.
Okay.
All right, see you soon. Thanks, DJ Ray. He's probably talking to you, actually. Mm. All right, we're going to do a cover. This is Agent Zero by the Arkells. I used to find a little peace in the lay of life. When I start sweating, I start to unwind.
I used to find a little peace under the bright lights. When I start sweating, I start to unwind.
Little came to me in 1985. Got in the car, started to drive.
We headed west, but over town behind. And Daddy was looking for the Hollywood sign.
There was a time when I could only impress you. Could tell by now that I'm only guessing.
Well, they kept asking me to describe
the logic that was running through my mind.
That's Emberfield on the Medicine Show with an Arkells cover. Man, that was good.
Thanks.
And we got to go to a couple of commercials, so we'll be right back after that.
Reminds me of like 90s.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show. Featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mère Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR, and also thanks to the sponsors, Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
How you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're back on the Medicine Show. And yeah, you know, I think we'll give out this phone number now that we know there's a phone. So if you want to call in to the Medicine Show and hear yourself on the air live on CITR 101.9 FM, just give us a call at 604-822-CITR. I don't know what the numbers are for CITR. I'm sure it's on your phone. Yeah. So we have Emberfield in the studio right now. And you guys got any funny stories you want to share?
Do we?
Anything to make Chuckles chuckle?
Probably not.
Funny story about Steve? Oh, gosh.
Let's not go there. I've probably got lots of stories. Nothing comes to mind. As soon as you get put on the spot and be like, tell me a joke or tell me a funny story, it's like, oh.
Well, so we try to pride ourselves on being a band from North Van and really, like, iconic of North Van. And, of course, North Van is known for being really, really rainy.
Yes.
And so we also play a lot of shows outdoors. And we like playing outdoor shows. But we seem to have this sort of North Van curse that whenever we play an outdoor show, it rains on us.
Except for once.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing tomorrow night?
Yeah.
So we are.
Tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. And it's the one part of the weekend forecast to rain.
All right.
Yeah.
And actually, earlier this week, we had a gig, and I was like, oh, like, maybe we should, like, dress with, like, long sleeves and stuff. And Steve was like, ah, no, I'm not worried about the weather. And guess what? Next day, wind and rain.
Right on.
We're truly a band from the North Shore.
Yeah. Hate on me for being an optimist.
Ridiculous. See what I have to deal with.
So you guys shouldn't play any outdoor weddings then.
No.
Oh, no, don't say that. Hey, Everyone listening is now like, we were going to hire them, but not anymore.
We're trying to get gigs here, man.
I mean, they would be very good to hire at a traditional rainy North Vancouver wedding.
Especially if you're a duck.
Right.
Or an otter.
Anything that, yeah.
If a duck wants to get married, that's cool.
By the way, I totally vouch for Emberfield doing gigs because they sound great.
Sweet. It's funny, like a couple of the stories that we brought up, like when you were just talking about camp, I wrote a song several years ago called Good Time about Camp Good Times. I've got a song about my friend's wedding, written for my friend's wedding. Oh, now we're talking about weddings. Yeah. Well, you haven't even played that song.
What?
We're not playing it now.
No. Obviously not. I haven't even played it in a couple of years. But anyways.
Let's do this one.
Apparently I've got like a lot of thematic songs. Yeah. I need to write a pirate song too after our conversation in the studio lobby.
Yeah, so you're three quarters pirate? Do we want to talk about this now? Do we want to debate this on the air? So how exactly do you arrive at that fraction of three quarters pirate?
Gabby doesn't agree.
No, I don't.
As the biologist in the room does not agree.
Would that mean you have two peg arms and a peg leg?
Ooh.
Is that about three quarters?
Not. My guitar skills would not be quite what they are. I don't think I have many guitar skills per se.
And
I can play rhythm pretty decently.
You don't fall into like R very often, so I feel like you're lying. You definitely don't do that three quarters of the time.
I got lots of pirate jokes. That's probably like three quarters. I used to be only half pirate, and then I learned all these pirate jokes, and just like the rest of
the
time.
Oh, I see. So the genetics
over.
Just follow.
Do you have an eye patch?
I have an iPad. No, that's a lot. I have an iPod.
Well,
like
then you discovered you could use your wooden arm as a slide on the guitar, right?
Ooh.
So,
whoa,
yeah.
That's some next level thinking there.
But so three quarters, how did you arrive at that?
Well, I've got three gold teeth, but not four.
And how many teeth in total do you have?
Never mind. Let's hear another song
from Emberfield.
Yeah.
Live on the Medicine Show.
Speaking of pirates, this song is about beaches and tropical islands and all that jazz.
A pirate theme song?
It's like could have spoons in it, possibly.
What?
It could have spoons in this song.
Wooden spoons.
That's right.
Like pirates, like wooden stuff.
This is a serious song. Come on, guys.
What's it called? This is called Welcome to the Island.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
walking on the beach while the sun is overhead. What a welcome to the island. All your dreams and fantasies, this is where you'll find them. If you start to think you need another drink, you probably do. We've got nowhere else to be. Hustle and noise of the city life just seems like such a bother. But here you decide how to spend your time, just don't drink the water. Life's too short and you haven't lived yet, so try something new. Or maybe make it three or four. The sun is in your eyes, but a welcome to the morning. All your dreams and memories, can't seem to recall them. If you start to think you need another drink, you probably don't, unless it's lots of H2O. Your days and a days in 26 ways, as you wonder why you bother. Sun and the sea spinning endlessly, it must have been the water. Life's too short and you haven't lived yet, so try something new. Well, what's the harm in just one more? To the island. We'll dance until the break of dawn, and even then we'll carry on. This life is but a passing dream, but I know we'll live it if you just let go. Let go. Go.
Sorry about that. I forgot my water bottle in my truck. As soon as I was like halfway here, I was like,
It's okay. You're not even.
Between R. Yeah.
Well, didn't you say in that song that you should drink if you need more water?
Something like that.
Anyways, that was neat. Very cool song.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah. But you could, you can hear like where the spoons could go in if you wanted it, like that.
Yeah.
Even just like rim shots on a drum.
No, I want them.
Like,
want
you could kind of get a Zydeco feel if you wanted like a washboard in it. That would also work.
Yeah, that would. So it's just a trio though.
Yeah, we're just a trio.
Do you ever do percussion or shakers or?
I can do percussion. Will it be on time? That's questionable. Over time, you know, like I can.
So you have a problem being late to gigs or?
Not to gigs so much.
Oh gosh, that's a soft spot.
I'm just.
I was going to bring it up as a joke, and you said keep in time.
I can be late. I'm never late for gigs in such a way that it's detrimental to the gig. But by the way,
it's true.
You know what, though? This year, these two have, like, little lovebirds have, like, found whatever, and,
Not with each other.
No, but they've been more late than I have, so there you go.
That's
okay?
Fashionably. Artistically late.
I beat you guys all.
Which means on time.
Today.
No, basically. I was here at 9:30 p.m.
Oh,
so I beat you. Thank you. See?
It's not a competition, Jessica.
You know what? I disagree.
Well, you win.
I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
And you can just guess who I pointed at there.
Yeah. If he literally pointed between us. So.
Yeah, that was funny.
Somewhere like here.
If you want to call in and chat with Emberfield.
Dad, I know you're listening.
The number is 604-822-2487, a full phone number there, 2487, to call into the Medicine Show right now on CITR. Do you guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Got lots of.
Or you know, we could debate inherent human goodness. You guys got any two cents on that opening topic there?
Well, you know what? I really appreciate the story that you read up at the beginning there. I think I actually had a similar situation today where especially I find that the goodness of humans is often tested on the roadways. you always have the person who's honks like the second like the light turns green, or you have the people that are riding on your tail, or you have those people who cut in, or all these sorts of things. And again, like the roadways and how you, and sometimes you're thinking just about yourself, oh, I'm going to be late, and suddenly you become that person who's on someone's tail, and you become that person who's cutting and weaving out of traffic and things like this. Or I'm not talking about myself, thank you. but
no, of course not.
Hypothetically,
we're all good people here.
Quote,
right.
The good, and again, like the question of goodness, right? Like you said, like we often outline goodness for ourselves, but goodness can sometimes be subjective depending on where your perspectives are in the world. I mean, there's some sort of skeletal or like basic and ideas of goodness, of like what goodness might look like, but then it becomes much more complicated depending on. So, to start things off here.
Sorry. I like the biblical perspective on it, because it shows us that like most times, even when we're trying to do good things, our motives are all wrong. And we take good things and we turn them into ultimate things, and then we wreck them. So even our pursuit of goodness or trying to be good people, we're often failing and missing the mark all over the place. And it just shows how much we need help, like supernatural help. Like we just can't do life on our own, right? We actually need like guidance and saving and all that stuff that's, not popular anymore.
Yeah, well, another thing too, like bringing that back to medicine and the idea of healing. A lot of, and it's becoming a more prominent thing in North America here, but it has been prominent all over the world, this idea of what healing looks like and what pathways to healing actually look like. Because oftentimes, especially in North America, we think, oh, we're sick, we're going to go get a medication, and it's gonna fix it. But we often find that there's sometimes things like homeopathic cures, or sometimes people turn to religion, or they turn to family, or they turn to different places in their lives, and they look at that as a resource in their healing. What's really interesting, medical anthropology is really interesting in that aspect, because you get to look at the ways in which culture contribute to a person's health in many different ways, but also specifically in the ways that they see themselves healing, or how they have, or have, or when they look back, how what they feel has contributed to them actually healing. And a really good book, if you want to check out a book, there's a book by Anne Fadiman called "The Spirit Catches You When You Fall Down," and it's a really interesting testament about navigating biomedical organizations and things in North America, and how that can be a struggle between like the cultural understandings or norms, and how they can sometimes butt heads, and it's just meant to be a really great sort of analysis of some of the struggles that we face today.
Interesting. Yeah, and isn't like one of the definitions of healing to make whole, right? And we're often so disconnected from nature, from family, from goodness or like moral compass or guidance. We're often so bombarded by the air we breathe in our culture, right? We're often not whole in those kinds of senses, like we're.
Or even by like societal norms, like if you think about a lot of the setup, like working, there's a glamorization or glorification of overworking yourself and not self-caring, and what does that actually mean, and what does that actually do to a society? These are some questions that are really interesting. You get a high stress. Well, people who are in high stress, like, how are they going to function in a society? And is that going to be helpful or hurtful to the society overall? Mm-hmm. These are things that often people take for granted, or people sort of overlook, oh, like, whatever, self-care, like, because it's associated with vulnerability. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something that people should look at, being outside, or like being good to the planet, or being good to yourself, what does that actually look like? And Steve and Gaviar actually helped me be healthier. But like Gaviar, you have a huge garden at home.
Sort of.
Yeah, you have a
with
huge
lots
garden
of help
at home.
From my mother.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and Steve, like, you are on a you're on a specialty, like, homeopathic natural diet right now.
Yeah, that's been interesting.
What kind of diet? What's the...
It's called the specific carb diet.
Specific carb.
Yeah, it's not really anything I was stoked to try, but I've been dealing with some, like, health issues for the last, well, it turns out about 10 years, but I've just kind of, like, pushed it off and thought nothing of it. And finally, like, after going to the doctor lots over the last couple of years, and I went to a naturopath for the first time a few months ago, and it was interesting. Like, they knew exactly what it was, like, right away, and, like, they just had such a different perspective on it. And so, yeah, I just started this diet this week, and it's working so far. Okay. But I have to go on it for 6 months, and it's very limiting as to what I can eat. So it's, like, no gluten, like, no grains, no rice, no beans, no... Well, there's specific kinds of beans. I haven't really figured all of it out yet, but...
Can you have mung and adzuki beans?
I don't even know what mung is.
They're green and... I forget which one.
Oh, mung beans.
Yeah, mung beans.
Okay, can you have mung and add zuki beans to it? Like, I don't know if I want to add any zuki beans to...
to my mung.
mung. I made, like, tomato slop the other night. That was pretty delicious.
Tomato slop, especially when you call it tomato slop. I mean, yeah. You know, you could have maybe, like, been, like... like, tomato bisque or, you know, maybe puree.
I don't have a stick mixer or a stand... Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
Vitamin?
Blender?
No, it's, like, stick blender.
Oh, like a cake mixer?
No, it's like...
See, this is what happens at practice. This is what it sounds like at practice, yeah.
I'm going to go home and make me some tomato slop.
Well, I don't have a stick blender, so I just, like, threw everything I needed in an actual blender, and, like...
Sounds like a smoothie.
It was, well,
sounds
I drank
like
it with a spoon,
sounds like a savory smoothie, yeah.
I don't know. It was all right. And the following day, I had hamburger, beef, and scrambled eggs. I called it hamburger and eggs. Now, come on, I'm more creative than that. Anyways, yeah, so it's been an interesting... and this is literally, like, day 5 of it, and I've got, like, 6 months to go, so...
And we're going to take special care to make sure we try to not eat certain things in front of you.
What is it? What is the saying? Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food?
Ooh, never heard that.
Whoa, look at you.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Deep words for the night.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, medicine theme and all that. Do you have any songs along a healing thematic, or...
I'm not sure.
Let's take a look at our list here.
Oh, I kind of
Or any songs about hamburger and eggs?
Hamburger and eggs.
You haven't written that
like
one
green
yet?
Eggs and ham, actually. I just need to, like, put some music to it. Green eggs and ham. Mm-hmm. Green eggs and ham. No. Shine would be fun. Let's do Shine.
Was that Cruella DeVille?
That was Cruella DeVille.
It totally was.
That was awesome.
But it was like Cruella DeVille all over, like, country, maybe styled, like, yeah, I don't like know. You're going somewhere there.
It was
going
good.
Places over here.
It was an old jazz song that I played in jazz band in high school that came to my mind, and that was like,
oh, it has the same opening theme, yeah. I forget the name of it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's the Green Eggs and Ham song.
It's not Green Eggs and Ham.
The Green Eggs and Ham.
It is now.
It is Blue Mung, that's right.
That's right, creativity here. Right here on CITR.
Hey, okay, guys, okay, let's just sing a song.
All right, they're going to sing a song. Emberfield on The Medicine Show.
Jessica goes in like a 5-minute conversation a couple minutes ago. I say like 2 sentences and I'm talking too much. Rubble, rubble, rubble. All right, the song is called Shine. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Send the message loud and clear, and try to catch the first right out of here. Day to day monotony, all the while you dream of something more than this town can give. You've gotta move on to really live. Will you shine as bright as all the lights in? get some water after this.
I straight mind sharp determined. You can't change the knowledge that you hold inside your heart. The house rules are uninviting, but diligence and ignorance aside, there's still a chance. You were dealt the cards, now show your hands. Will you shine as bright as all the lights in the sky? Will you defy how the planets and stars are aligned? What will you find out there? Well, I hope it's more than you could ever hope to find.
All right, Amber Field on the Medicine Show, and we'll be right back after the station acknowledgement.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homosque Mustayo. Nothing until the day I can breathe.
About the wonders that you owe, but I until today I can breathe. No. But no, I won't ask for nothing. Just give me up something that you can't hide away behind your eyes like a queen. And let you bow down, baby. Yeah, I know who you are.
And don't you lie down, baby. I don't know who you are.
And won't you cry now, baby? Show me some affection, and I will write you a letter about your path and attraction.
Sorry, excuse me.
All right, that was Red Haven on the Medicine Show, and that was a recommendation by Steve here.
Yeah. Good for Steve!
Their bass player, Brendan, produced our second EP called Let It Out. That was four songs we released a couple years ago with a different lineup. It sounds very different than we sound right now, but yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of fun, and their band is awesome, and all of them are solid people, and yeah, definitely check them out if you get a chance.
Right on. So how did you get your name Emberfield?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh, you asked the question.
So,
is that the question?
Oh, it's a question.
A question that we get every single time.
It's what, a question that like most bands get all the time, though.
Well, because, you know, we usually hope there's something to it, you know?
Yeah, and, like, understandable.
Yeah.
Well, long answer. Or short answer, I don't know, keep it briefish.
Longer answer.
Yeah, well, the explanation of which answer I want to go is turning into a longer answer than the answer, so. There is something to it.
Okay.
Leave it at that. No.
Okay, sounds good.
I did my degree in environmental geography and wrote lots of papers on mountain pine beetle and salmon farming and all that kind of stuff, as well as slash and burn deforestation in the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, no
and
way.
So... this was kind of like a mental image of like once a whole big section of a forest has been like cut and burnt down to like make pasture land, and it's just like a field of embers just like sitting there. So I was hoping that the name would spark more interest in the subject and more people would like go out and learn more about it.
Spark.
Yeah. Ah, touche. It starts with a spark. That's another song we haven't even played yet.
That's...
yeah, we have a song called Emberfield as well, but we probably won't get to that one tonight either.
Nice.
But, yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, do you guys want to play another song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to play you Tango.
Tango.
Sounds interesting.
It's called Dance the Inferno.
I know it's not called a tango. Come on, Gabby.
Sorry.
It's like fast song.
A tango?
It's past my bedtime.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not in the style of the song, okay? That's all.
For a long time, it was just called Tango. Like, all our songs have temporary titles. One was called Fast Song for a long time.
Nice. Very creative. So this is Dance the Inferno by Emberfield. All right.
Tell me no lies. Tell me a story.
inferno. Rhythm's hypnotic, the passion, the heat. We move to the tempo of our two heartbeats. And through the duration, a whirlwind rotation, we're burning a hole in the floor. So let go and let the cadence remain. Ignite all your fires and let your deepest desires take hold. And let the music fill your soul. Dance the inferno.
Field on the Medicine Show with Dance the Inferno.
And for any Carmen lovers out there, you probably got the theme there from the reference.
Cool. I don't know what they're talking about, but someone out there probably does.
Yeah, she says it every show, and every time I'm like, I don't get it, but
Carmen. So Carmen, if you're out there, call
where
us.
In the world is Carmen, San Diego?
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Where in the world? Where in the world?
Oh my goodness, no, Steve.
Okay, we're gonna spend the next 14 minutes playing old 90s TV show jingles. theme songs.
Where are you?
Stop.
Oh yeah, I'm done.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Oh yeah.
Gonna turn pollution
down
to
zero.
Yeah.
Which one?
Where's Captain Planet gone? Down. We need him.
Yeah.
We need a new generation of Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
I don't know.
I think that's what
that
they're called.
Right.
With the rings. Yeah.
Yeah. Nostalgia.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Well, you've never seen Captain Planet? So
And green.
Yeah, these five kids with these rings. So it was wind, water, earth, fire, and heart.
Yeah, love or heart. Yeah.
And they were all from different nations around the world, and so they would, when their powers combined, they summoned Captain Planet, and he would come and he'd like suck up all the pollution or draw all the oil out of the water from the oil spill. Or...
Pretty talented
that
guy.
That sounds like a pretty interesting metaphor going on there.
Environment hero.
Yeah.
I think it's just a superhero show. I don't know if there's many metaphors.
Okay, not going
in
that
it.
Deep.
Yeah, no.
For me, I'm like, let's see. All those elements, and then love, and then make the planet, you know, a healthier Earth. Oh, interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised if Marvel came out with a Captain Planet movie in the next couple of years. No. Well, I don't know, just because they've done every other superhero movie.
Well, now that we're talking about it here on the Medicine Show,
Captain America was another one.
It will be trending.
Because
we are talking about it here now.
That's
so
true.
All the millions of people listening out there right now.
Twitter's going crazy.
Yeah. Maybe someday in the future.
Yeah.
True. You guys want to do another song?
We're sure.
Running out of time, so maybe,
yeah. How many songs do we have time for still?
I could probably fit another two or three in.
Okay. Well, do you want to do Spark and then Winter?
Sounds
good. Oh, all right. Okay. Normally, is that all right? I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
This next song is called It Starts With a Spark. And normally it's a song that we like start the show with because it's got fun. I don't know. It's just fun.
It starts with the phrase it starts with.
Do you have any big shout outs to anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
No. Yeah. Big shout outs to our families. They're like super supportive and our fans are awesome. Our friends. My lovely girlfriend who's camping right now without me, and she's probably cold up in Pemberton. But, yeah, that's okay. She'll be all right. Ooh. So she can't actually hear this right now anyway. So.
There will be a podcast.
Ah, yes. Touché.
You can share it later.
Yes. Anyway, well, this love song, this is a love song, so she'll appreciate it then.
Dedicated to her?
I'm going to dedicate it to her, but not the end part.
Ooh.
It's a little twist. Yeah, we'll get to it in a minute. You'll understand
spoiler
in a second.
Spoiler
alert. Yeah. All right. It starts with a spark, and I knew the first time I laid eyes on you that you and I were meant to be. If ever you should have a doubt, I'll give you my heart so you can pour it out to prove that we were meant to be. If the sky should open,
the sky should open,
and rain until the end of time, I'd offer you my raincoat in a heartbeat. We can brave the weather,
brave the weather.
The seasons pass, I know we'll last through the wind or sneed or snow. Face it all. It starts with a spark from a match made by Cupid. I would be stupid to take your hand and let it go. I wish you could know and see how beautiful you are to me. But giving it all the time we'll have to do. If the future scares you,
future scares you,
like a murky sea at midnight, be the diver to my cage, like at Shark Week.
Shark Week was the best you've come up with.
We can face it together.
We can face it together.
With you by my side, I can handle the ride over bumps and through uncharted lands. We'll be just fine if you take my hand forever.
Forever.
Right into the sunset. There is absolutely no place I'd rather be. It started with sparks, but I knew my moment had passed. I lost my chance. Someone else made a move while I was busy writing this song.
All right.
Yeah, I hadn't written a cheesy love song in a while, so I went like over the top with the cheese.
Yeah, that's.
But you know what? Everyone likes cheeseburgers and you know these sorts of things, and then they don't want cheesy. Rubbing
all the food like, that I can't eat.
Okay, I'm sorry, Steve.
Very
right.
Cheesy.
Yeah, dangerously cheesy. That's another '90s reference. Yeah,
it was
from like a Cheesy's commercial.
It's the Cheetos commercial, right? With a with a cheetah.
Yeah.
And his little puffs, and then
that guy was the coolest.
He had cool sunglasses. That's
yeah, he
right.
did.
That's...
Oh man, if we had more time, I would do this really bad joke. I do, but we don't. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do. We're gonna do a few commercials here, and we'll be right back with one more song.
You're tuned into the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. We will be back.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports?
Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Seldom warm. Starvation, mid-season, outspeaks the voice of reason, while heavy hearts prepare the shelter for the storm.
Are you up for the challenge? Are you up for the fight of your life? Are you up to the challenge? Are you in this one for life or just to survive?
Still onward through trenches and over broken fences, in search of anything that moves against the grain. This instinct, though primal, but not just his own survival, but for his family left wandering for days.
Are you up for the challenge? Are you up for the
That was Emberfield, Winter's Coming on The Medicine Show. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
That's been a pleasure. All right. Well, every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory in Musqueam land. Tune in next week. We will have Kaz Hamilton here to play some music live, and hopefully we'll share some insight too. So I'm Christopher Heinemann. Let's give thanks. Thank you to the Maker. Thank you to my wife, my daughters, my parents, my brothers and sisters, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city, and to Emberfield. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. And coming up next is The Late Show with DJ Ray.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to leave you with the Good Times song.
Oh, no.
By Jeff Martin.
Oh, good. Okay, I thought you meant my song.
On CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good night.
Streaming online at CITR.ca.
Are we rolling?
Without all my friends, thinking about the story, but the story never ends. Let me tell you about Ritesh, big soul in his chest, and he's staring at the sea, wondering how the hell he ever got involved with me. Well, it's about having those good times, baby, those good, good, good times, those good, good, good times. MJ at the wheel, staring at the mess. He's wondering when the money's gonna come. Come on now, MJ, let's just go have some fun. Hey, blue eyes. Hey, blue eyes. You're crazy as a hare, but the top of the mountain, baby, I'm gonna take you there. It's about having those good times, baby. Those good, good, good times. Good, good, good times. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. You gotta do it. Staring at the sea, wondering where I'd be, without all my friends, thinking about the story, but the story never ends. Hey angel, hey angel, you're crazy as a hare, but the top of the mountain, baby, I'm gonna take you there. Big soul in his chest, staring at the sea, wondering how the hell he ever got involved with me. Hey blue eyes, hey blue eyes, you're crazy as a hare, but the top of the mountain, baby, I'm gonna take you there. It's about having those good times, baby, those good, good, good times.
So what do you do it?